Now, we always remember those who have birthdays, and any birthdays this past week. It's worth a look in here if anyone has a birthday. No? No takers? I had a birthday in March. I might have one. Good. Very good. Still no takers? Another little tradition that we have is to celebrate with people who have got certificates or awards, past exams, some things that that have happened to you that we can rejoice with you about. So any certificates or anything to brag about today? No?
I see Charlotte Smith's photos in the paper.
We did? Angus
Weir, he was in the paper. He got a blue belt for karate.
Congratulations. Good job. Blue belt, just be careful as you go out the
door. Me and my friend got the best wrestlers of the year.
The best wrestlers?
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Whoa. We got the people around here are taking care of themselves.
Celine got a certificate for a horse
riding. Excellent. Anything else? You know, I think it's important to remind ourselves that God has given us gifts, abilities, and skills, and we need to celebrate that because it reflects who He is. So that's a pretty cool thing. Good stuff. Well done. Now, we have a special presentation to do today. And Jim is going to come and take care of that for us.
Is she here?
Is she here? You mean that person with a name? No.
Where are we going? Is he Chris, huh? Something for being Bible and schools teacher for so long. And she's indicated that she's retiring this year. Now, do I see lots of sad faces? Because Mrs. Miller is someone who's been in this district for a long time now and contributed a lot. And so, is there any other Sunday school, but Bible and schools teachers that we've got here today? Judy, you are, and one or two others, and people have done it in the past. You know, they give up quite a bit of time each week, and I suspect that they do it because they want to share God's love with you. And so we just want to acknowledge people like Mrs. Miller and other ones who teach you each week.
What
would
it actually have been down
the
rules because she was a Bible school teacher for quite a few years?
Yeah, and so was Margaret. Yeah, so anyway, Ruby, we'll perhaps offer it to Mrs. Gardine and Mrs. Collins because they both were Bible school teachers for a long time at NACA. Yes, Mrs. David, one of the school's teachers at that time, probably Mrs. Melville too, is probably what she's involved in. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. I guess Greta might have got a whisper that there's going to be a presentation. She probably went to Mass before coming here, so she could duck away. I'd like to invite Steve to come forward now, and he's. We can't have Advent and can't have Christmas without some Christmas songs.
So in a minute we're going to sing an old carol, while shepherds watch their flocks by night. First, I'd like to ask you, what does Christmas mean to us? And today, what does Christmas mean?
It means spending time with your family and rejoicing that Jesus is born.
That's correct, yeah. Awesome. Good answer.
Excellent.
Anybody else? Anybody else got some thoughts there? Okay, today we've lighted two candles, or lit a candle, and the last candle we lit was the candle of peace. And I've been thinking about that, and it reminds me about God's peace, and also another type of peace. I think we think about God's peace that's within us, but also the peace that we have around us. And we're very lucky in this country to live in a peaceful country. And I think we think of at this time of those in other parts of the world that don't have peace. And Christmas is a time of peace, and we just hope that people will think about what Christmas is about, and where there is conflict, that there will be a day of peace where people will actually lay down their arms and things and just focus on peace. This carol about while shepherds watch their flocks at night, thinking about it, I have a picture in my mind of the quietness of the night, and in the song it's just about the sounds of the animal noises that must have been around those shepherds. And then an angel came and disturbed that peace. It's a bit like a calm night at our place, when all you can hear are the ewes and lambs calling each other, and the cattle bellowing, or the dogs barking around the neighbourhood. I'm used to that, I'm a farmer, and that for me is pleasant, and I'm quite happy, and I have a nice night's sleep because they're the sounds I'm used to. But sometimes we go and stay in the city, and all night long there's the noise of traffic and sirens and things, and I'm not used to it, and I find it fearful. So I've lost my place. And so I can imagine the fear of the shepherds when the angel of the Lord came down and disturbed the peace that they were used to. The angel was announcing the birth of Jesus, and this was the start of God's plan to bring a new type of peace to all the earth and all the world, and for each one of us to know his peace too. Okay, let's stand and we'll sing while shepherds watch the flock tonight. The next song we're just going to listen to, it's a modern version of a carol, O Come All You Faithful, it's by Chris Tomlin, and he's used some of the words from it. It's called A Door. So I'd like us just to play it through and just listen to it. And if you feel like it, once you pick up the tune and the chorus, you can welcome to join in and sing as well. Thank you.
Our scripture reading this morning is going to be read to us by Pat. It's a scripture that dates back 700 years before Jesus was born. So it's an amazing, amazing scripture to read, to hear about. Thank you.
Thank you. The scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, from the voice. Hope of all hopes, dream of our dreams. A child is born, sweet breath. A son is given to us, a living gift. And even now, with tiny features and dewy hair, he is great. The power of leadership and the weight of authority will rest on his shoulders. His name, we know his name in many ways. He will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Dear Father Everlasting, Ever Present, Never Failing. Master of Wholeness, the Prince of Peace.
That was an amazing prophecy 700 years before Jesus was born, that he would be called, among others, wonderful names, but he would be called the Prince of Peace. At this time of the year, we would not suggest to you that it is anything like peaceful in our world. And we really need that peace that comes from God. And that's the Prince of Peace who comes. We remember at this time of the year. In fact, there are really three comings in that sense. Jesus came into the world 2,000 years ago. He comes into our hearts and lives when we invite him in now. And there is a time in history when he is coming in the future for his church. And so this is a wonderful time of the year. You're allowed to actually get enthusiastic and excited about this time of year. But at the same time, it's a reflective time. And today, on this second Sunday of Advent, it's a time for us to think about and reflect on the coming of the Prince of Peace. So we've already been introduced to the night and the shepherds. So we're going to sing again, Silent Night. Christmas, and straight after that, Jesus is going to bring us a short message.